is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. At least 26 public school districts across the U.S. agreed this year to at least $37 million in settlements of sexual harassment or sexual assault of students, teachers, or other employees, according to a tally by the Wall Street Journal. In a 2015 report, investigators said that nearly one in three court-martial convictions that should have barred defendants from gun purchases had gone unreported by the military. Recent polls indicate that Democrats have a 20-point edge among women when asked about control of Congress. Democratic advantage is even higher among women with college degrees at a 32-point lead. College textbook prices are dropping in the face of students and parents looking for alternatives and forcing publishers to drop prices steadily. Puerto Rico's governor and power utility company indicate that more than 1.5 million people on the island are still in the dark, about half of the country's population. Experts say some parts of the island are not expected to get power back until next spring. Since 2000, there's been about a 50% uptick in emergency room visits related to heavy drinking. After declining for three decades, deaths from cirrhosis, often linked to alcohol consumption, have been on the rise since 2006. 16 million Americans are severe drinkers. Startups like Live Water in Oregon and Tourmaline Spring in Maine have emerged in the last few years to deliver untreated water on demand. An Arizona company, Zero Mass Water, which installs systems allowing people to collect water directly from the atmosphere around their homes, began taking orders in November from across the U.S. It's raised $24 million in venture capital. Despite the fact that half of the states forbid corporate contributions in state races, U.S. companies have found a loophole in state campaign finance rules by funneling donations aimed at helping candidates through the Republican Governors Association and its Democratic counterpart. Donors can't earmark money for a particular candidate. Instead, they can simply and legally tell the groups that they have an interest in a race or are making a donation at the request of a gubernatorial candidate, these officials say. Doesn't sound legal, but that's the way it works. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.